Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, ooh, I wanna be there in my city. Oh, 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 oh.
This is a tale of three cities strung like jewels along the Wisconsin River. Three cities with long, similar histories, sharing many of the same problems and opportunities. Cities that are defined by their pasts, even as they embrace their destinies. I'm Glenn Moberg. Today on Route 51, it's a meeting of the mayors as we discuss the past, present, and future of Wausau, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. With our guests, Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke and Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese, with pre-recorded interview segments from Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink, who is in Madison today testifying before the state legislature. We'll look at the opportunities created by their city's industries, their workforce, and their art scenes, and the problems posed by a changing national retail climate that is affecting their downtowns and their once-thriving shopping malls. We'll also compare and contrast how each of them is coping with the adversities and adapting to a new, somewhat uncertain future. Above all, we'll talk about the thing that created our three cities, the Wisconsin River, and the vital role that it continues to play in their growth and development. As always, we invite you to join the conversation. If you've got questions for our guests, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. Bob and Mike, thanks for being with us today.
So Thank you, Mr. Moberg.
Hello, Michael.
Thanks for having
Glenn
us.
Glenn is fine, Bob. We're going to start by talking about the common strategies and challenges that all three of these communities face today. Mike, let's start with you. What do you think the biggest strengths are and the biggest challenges faced by Stevens Point?
Well, I think the biggest strength is the fact that we are completely awesome. But, you know, aside from that, one of the things that I think is significant about Stevens Point is our focus on quality of life. We prioritize our economic development, of course, because that's what makes the world go round. But we really cherish our recreational opportunities with the extensive park system and theater, arts, culture. That's, I think, our biggest strength.
Bob Mielke, same question for you. What are the biggest strengths and the biggest challenges facing Wausau?
Well, to follow up, Mike kind of stole some thunder from me. Maybe I can get that back from him. But in all seriousness, kind of the same issues and the same things that our city has. It is a wonderful, wonderful place to live and raise a family. Good education, good, strong jobs that are coming back. It's just a great place to live. And, yes, we, too, are very awesome. So.
Well, our third mayor, Zach Vruwink of Wisconsin Rapids, can't be with us in person today, but we asked him the same question, and he pointed to the city's industry.
Well, certainly the paper industry has been very blessed to have that industry here in Wisconsin Rapids for 100 years, and it still exists, and it's still finding its way around in terms of economic potential and trying to diversify their own operations. You know, and obviously the agricultural industry with cranberry processors being based in the city that produce craisins and other sweetened dried products and juice concentrates. So I think the industries themselves, they really are looking for new markets and bringing about new products, whether it's paper products and bringing new grades of papers to our paper production operations here, or even some of the cranberry processors that are looking for new ways to utilize the fruit. And then we've got globally headquartered Renaissance Learning, who has been backed by Google Capital and some others that really are looking for new ways to pioneer learning and how we educate our nation's future and really the world's future in that respect. So I think as we've looked to diversify the economy here, we've been faced with a lot of challenges beyond just the industry challenges that we've mentioned, but it comes down to talent and attracting and retaining talented professionals to our community. I know that's a Wisconsin challenge, it's a Midwest challenge, it's a rural challenge, and I think we're looking for ways to make our city more exciting, and that's why we've placed such a strong emphasis on our riverfront.
Well, that's Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink pointing to the continuing importance of the paper industry and cranberries. Those things have historically defined Wisconsin Rapids, and also Renaissance Learning. He also said the city is working to diversify its economy, attract new talent, and emphasize its riverfront. Bob and Mike, what similarities and differences do you see with what you just heard?
Okay, I guess I'll go first. Thank you. You know, we're trying to do the same thing as far as diversification. Let's face it, we have the retail jobs industry like that is not enough to support us or sustain a family. So what we've been trying to do is going out there. We're attracting different companies as far as like IT. The medical college is really starting to come on strong. First off, sustainable jobs, but trying to attract that younger millennial professional, if you will, to our area. Hence the reason why we've had a lot of economic development here in the last 2 years. A lot of things are being built to attract those folks. We just started a project yesterday as far as on the riverfront, which is also another new and exciting thing that just a few years ago nobody would have thought of. And I guess we're trying to attract folks to come to this area, and the projections are things are starting to move and happen.
It's new housing on the riverfront.
Correct.
Mike? Yep.
Well, you know, same things that Bob and Zach have said. Diversification of economy is critical. I think we got a bit of a jump on that. You know, we were a heavy logging and paper industry decades ago, and we didn't put all our eggs in that basket. So we diversified a little bit already, and we've been doing very well. We've got good economic growth. We've got a large amount of very good, large employers, Century Insurance, Skyward, Service Cold Storage, Land's End. So we're not simply focused on that one or two types of industries. But the key going forward is going to be to attract that workforce. We recently had a big project fall through at one of the last cuts. We were very excited about it, but it really came down to not having enough workforce to supply the demand.
And you've also got UW Stevens Point, which is got to be a tremendous asset to your community.
It is. A lot of the things that we consider really nice things about Stevens Point are due in part to the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point being there. With the student population and the demands, I guess for lack of a better word, that the students put on the community to have those opportunities, theater and arts and sports activities, a great park system, you know, those are the things that the students like to see too, and they've really helped us build those opportunities.
And you've also got Point Brewery. You've got a nationally recognized brand that's made right in Stevens Point. Got your name on it.
We do, yeah, and that's fabulous. You know, Point Brewery, I remember the days when it was a smaller operation and they made Point Special Beer, and then occasionally you would get your Bock, and then came Point Light. And now their product line is so diverse that I couldn't even tell you all the beers they make, but I'm very partial to their Cider Boys products.
And, Bob, Wisconsin Rapids has cranberries, which is what Zach Vruwink was talking about, but Wausau has ginseng.
We've got ginseng, which is really recognized throughout the world. We just had the International Ginseng Conference here in Wausau. It was the first of its kind. Incredibly successful. We're going to be having it again next year. I've also got to talk out there, though, real quick. As much as I like the occasional Blue Bullet, we also have Bull Falls Brewery here in Wausau with Five Star Ale, which is a very fine product.
It's right on your heels, Michael.
It is. It's a good thing.
Well, all three communities have shared a common problem, struggling downtown malls. And unlike many communities, Wausau, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids put their malls not on freeways outside of the city, but right in the middle of downtown. And in all three cases, the malls have lost anchor stores, and the cities have had to step in to try to do something to save them. So let's listen to Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink talk about a development with that community's mall that was announced just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Wisconsin Rapids Mall actually was one of the first regional malls in our area. 40 years ago, next year, the mall opened. Well, we lost our last anchor, JCPenney, just this last August, and so it's really given us an opportunity to redevelop that property for the first time since Walmart left, the first anchor to leave in 2001. So it's been a slow decline for the mall, but the the pressures nationally with retail, we believe that we need to repurpose the property, as you've mentioned some other communities have done. And so our YMCA Boys and Girls Club has come together with a major redevelopment, a $27 million project that has chosen the existing mall property. So they're going to be purchasing it yet this fall, and then construction will begin next year. So when we talk about healthy lifestyles and becoming more of an attractive community, we believe the YMCA Boys and Girls Club project will afford that, not only from a health standpoint, but also for educating our youth population in the city. So we're very excited about the redevelopment facing the mall. I know it comes with some other situations with existing tenants, and we believe ultimately it's in the best interest of the city to have that property redeveloped and not sit vacant or become blighted, as a lot of malls have done around the country.
Well, what are some of the amenities that are going to be offered at the mall with these new owners moving in?
Well, they're planning to site a competitive lap swim program, so we'll be able to host meets in ways that we haven't hosted competitive swimming activities here in the city. Obviously, the general gymnastics and the gym facilities, but there's also a STEM program built within the Boys and Girls Club to equip these young people with new skills, ultimately so they can be competitive and seek strong employment opportunities sometime in their future. And then our city has a senior center, the Centralia Center, which is connected to the mall presently, which will also remain on site. The VA clinic will also remain. So we believe it's converting into what's called a lifestyle center, which will offer users, a whole diverse group of users, access to a number of services at the site.
And because the mall is struggling as a retail outlet, that doesn't mean, of course, that all of downtown is going to lose its retail focus.
Exactly. In fact, it's creating a positive opportunity for vacant storefronts to now become reoccupied with the displacement of tenants in the existing mall. So there's kind of a silver lining, I would say, in that people are these businesses now are going to be afforded more visibility, possibly a bit more ease of access, and we believe their businesses could potentially grow as a result of moving out of the mall.
That's Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink talking about the repurposing of the city's downtown mall, which is being converted into a lifestyle center thanks to a collaboration by the YMCA and the local Boys and Girls Club. Bob, what's your reaction to what Rapids is doing?
Well, very similar. We're doing the same thing here in Wausau. About a year ago in September, we did get new owners of the mall and new mall management for the mall. And, you know, frankly, things have moved along quite not to the way that I would like, so to speak, but we are refurbishing the Wausau Center. I think it's going to be a mixed use. You're never going to have things as far as full retail again. I think those days are gone between Amazon, Zappos, ordering online. But people do like to go and shop. I do believe in our mall, like I said, is going to be diversified. Several of the anchors right now, we do have things in the works as far as different office space. That'll be utilized that way.
You lost Sears and JCPenney, but you still got Yonkers.
Correct.
You're going to hang on to Yonkers, you think?
Time will tell. I can't answer that question honestly right now. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
There were plans to have Yonkers move into the space vacated
correct.
By JCPenney. Is that something that's kind of gone by the wayside?
That's gone by the wayside. And, you know, if you recall the previous city council before the current one, they had voted a $4 million, I don't want to call it a bailout, but a help, if you will, in that process. And I have not really been in favor of that. We did use $650,000 of that to purchase the old Sears. We had some interested parties at that time, as everybody is fully aware. Micon Theaters. We had a done deal August 15th. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking later on today because we've got to figure out, okay, are we going to build a theater in that area? If not, there are some other interested parties. The city has got to move forward. As I said, the city thought we had everything in place August 15th. There have been some snags. Very frankly, I brought things out for the public to see because everybody's wondering, are we going to get a theater or not? And then time passed by, and really, by the end of July, I personally think things should have been set in place as far as construction. It's not a dead deal by any means. I guess we're going to find out later on today, but the city needs to find out where do we go from here.
Talk about that. You're going to find out later today. You're meeting with the theater
correct,
people?
Correct, at 4 p.m., the theater people and the owners of the mall, Rialto Capital. We'll see what happens. I'm always optimistic, but I'm also realistic. The thing is, we've got to make a decision one way or the other and see what happens.
Now, if the theaters don't come through, what are your other options at this point?
There are other options. You know, it's a little early to talk about that. I say that respectfully. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But things will move fairly quick.
Mike Wiese, the city of Stevens Point faced a serious problem with its Center Point marketplace, and the city took some sweeping action. Why don't you run through that for our listeners who might not be familiar with what you did?
Sure. And the city of Stevens Point took a different approach, I guess. I was on city council at the time, not in the mayor's position. But when the mall kind of went belly up, we got in on the tail end of the mall craze. So you mentioned earlier that we all had thriving malls. I would chance a guess to say that ours was never really thriving because we came in so late in the game on that. But rather than sitting vacant, just like Mayor Vruwink and Mayor Mielke, we need to do something about it. And that's not going to happen without some assistance. So what the city chose to do when the mall went into bankruptcy is we negotiated with the bank that held the mortgage to the mall and wound up acquiring the mall. The council voted at that point to tear down the common use sections and some of the smaller retail shops on the side. We still had an anchor building with JCPenney's, which was on one end of the mall, and Shopko, which was on the other end of the mall. And then after the mall was constructed, they created a third anchor facing Center Point Drive. They kept those three large chunks and tore out everything in between. We had some contamination that we needed to get rid of, and for the time being, we've paved it over and made it into a parking lot. Since then, Mid-State Technical College has taken over what was the JCPenney's portion of the building, mm-hmm. which was a tremendous asset to our downtown, getting those students and the teachers in the downtown. They all take lunch breaks, so they tend to eat downtown. After work, they might take a stroll along the river. So that part was a tremendous asset to downtown. And Great Lakes Higher Education Corporation took over that third anchor. It initially started out as a stage store, and then it turned into a Dunham's, and now it's currently housing a Great Lakes Higher Education Corporation service center, which deals with student loans. Since then, we have also added Cobblestone Hotel and Suites, which was just recently finished construction. They opened September 1. Again, another asset to downtown, getting people down there, being able to show off all of the other things that are available downtown. It didn't come without a price. And that was one of the things that I was most objecting to when the opportunity came up to acquire the mall.
You were on the other side of that.
I was at the time. Things are working out now, but I still think we could have better utilized some of that common space. A business incubator was one of the things that I had talked about. And I suggested that we don't tear it down until we need it.
And again, all three communities have somewhat thriving, at least, downtown retail sections, despite the problems that the malls were facing.
Yep.
And by making those changes, hopefully, Bob Mielke, you're continuing to give a shot in the arm to the other downtown businesses.
Well, the good news is, and we hear this all the time, folks come to downtown – 3rd Street, you've got so many different unique and different shops, different restaurants, and kind of going forward like we were talking about with the theater, we were kind of hoping that would just be something that would enhance the downtown area and, frankly, to help out the new owners of the mall. Now, once again, I want to clarify to residents out there, the city does not own the mall. I get a little surprised sometimes when I hear from people, well, you own it, why don't you do something with it? We don't own it. Obviously, we have a little bit of a say in it, that type of thing. Say for a theater or whatever, if it's going to be downtown to enhance not only the quality of life but just to make it more thriving, we're going to support that. Obviously, I'm the biggest cheerleader and biggest ambassador for our city. So we're going to go out there and do what we can to make the downtown continue to thrive like it has been. I guess where we're at right now, and like I said, in regards for these negotiations today, it's not that I'm impatient. But it's also, we've got to move forward. It really should have happened already, frankly. And like I started to say before, one of the reasons why I brought that out there is, number one, to keep the public updated. But number two, to get these two together, to get your stuff together and get going. We're trying to help you out. You're not really helping us out right now by having this disagreement. So I'm very much hoping one way or the other we have an answer later on today. I will directly address the media either this evening, depending on how the negotiations go, how long they go. but certainly have an answer out there for everybody by tomorrow morning.
All right. Stay tuned. Today on Route 51, it is a meeting of the mayors with Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke, Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese, and Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Ruink. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment or a question on our website, wpr.org/Route 51. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will look at the importance of the Wisconsin River to all three of these central Wisconsin cities. Here's Al Green to take us there.
I wanna know, won't you tell me? I love to stay. Take me to the river. Wash me down. Won't you cleanse my soul? Put my feet on the ground.
Support for WPR comes from the Nelson Institute, presenting the Jordahl Public Lands Lecture with Carolyn Finney on racial diversity and the environment, October 19th at UW-Madison, nelson.wisc.edu. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
River, river, she come down. River, river, she come down.
You travel on the river, you travel on the river, you travel on the river, you travel on the water.
Peter, Paul, and Mary taking us into our next segment of Route 51 as we discuss the challenges and opportunities facing three communities strung like jewels along the Wisconsin River. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you put a drop of water in the river north of Wausau, it will eventually pass through Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids. So in this segment, we're going to talk about the historic importance of the river as a source of industry and recreation. With our guests, Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke and Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese, and in pre-recorded segments, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Ruink. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742, or you can put a question or comment on the website, wpr.org/route51. I'd like both of you to reflect on the historic importance of the Wisconsin River to your communities. And you've got some shared history here. Both of the communities got their start with sawmills built by the same guy, George Stevens.
Sure. No, and you hit it right on the head. You know, back in the day, the rivers were the only highways that people had. So a lot of these cities popped up simply because of their access to water. The river, in our case, worked out much better for the logging industry because we had such a rich timber supply, and they used the river to float them down. The logs got floated down to the mills, the various mills. Stevens Point had several mills along the river that manufactured lumber, and then they would sometimes send them further down, connect to the Mississippi River, and go all the way down to, you know, whatever the final drop-off point was. But George Stevens, when he founded Stevens Point, you know, had his own vision, and I think we've used that vision to try and hopefully make him proud. But the days of the sawmills, at least in Stevens Point, are over. If you remember, they drained the river several years ago, and we're in the midst of doing some cleanup efforts and some fish saving, things like that. There were a lot of active groups out there. We saw some of those remnants.
Really?
Of the river. And we photographed them, so we have information there. But the pilings that were used to divert the logs downriver and kind of channel them to the mills, and the wood plank ramps that the loggers used to skid those timbers up to the sawmill so they could be cut, we found some large sawmill bands, because they used monstrous bands to cut through the lumber. There were some of those things out there. So the history's still there. We just don't necessarily see it as much anymore. In today's date, we have – the river still plays a pretty vital part. I mean, we've got the Verso Mill that still operates on the river, the paper mill, and we've repurposed all of those riverfront sawmills into parkland through generous donations from the investors and the owners of those sawmills.
And Bob Mielke, the early lumber barons who used the Wisconsin River as a conduit for their logs, were instrumental in founding Wausau, Cyrus Yawkey and the group known as the Wausau Group.
That is correct. And, you know, those individuals back in the day, 100 years plus, you know, they really put the city on the map. You know, we got founded in 1872, and it's just been a continual process. Now, and I love history. That's obviously that in political science. It was really cool, and you read about this stuff, and it's just almost fascinating, for lack of a better way of putting it, as far as how you can see how far we have come over the years. And with the different mills, we used to have the mill up in Brokaw. Now that, unfortunately, is gone. So for us here in Wausau, as everybody knows, we're refurbishing and redoing our riverfront, in particular around the downtown area, and we have for a number of years. And things are really starting to move and hum along now very quickly, very positively.
Well, it wasn't so long ago that the Wisconsin River was so polluted,
right,
that residents turned their backs on the river. The best houses were located away from the river, up in Wausau, up on the East Hill. You couldn't fish in the river, let alone swim in it. What a difference we've made in the past several decades.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think some people may not like to hear this, but, you know, it's good to have some regulations, be it from the EPA or for whoever, the DNR. And we got things cleaned up over the years, and kind of what Mike had said too, you know, a number of years ago we had done the same thing as far as draining the river for a while, and it was amazing the things that we had found, going back to that historical aspect. Go ahead.
Talk about the riverfront housing mm-hmm. project that you've got going on right now. It's, you know, that personifies what's changed about the Wisconsin River.
You know,
you've got people who want to live in luxury homes on its banks.
Correct. And kind of what you had alluded to, it wasn't that long ago where nobody would do anything with the river. But Wausau, like many other cities, not just here in Wisconsin, like Appleton, Milwaukee, or La Crosse, like so many other towns across America, you realize the riverfront is kind of where it's at. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You know, if the 400 block is our living room, to me, the riverfront is our front porch. Now, that sounds kind of hokey maybe to some people, but that's how I feel. The good news is, in the last few years, just 2 years ago, if you looked at in that area north of downtown, we had old abandoned buildings, contaminated soil. Fortunately, we did get a grant through the EPA. We got things cleaned up. We got those factories, those old abandoned buildings removed. And I'm just amazed here just in the past year, the progress. And the cool thing is when people see, they drive over Bridge Street and they could look down and see the progress that is being made and the building that is happening, it is really exciting. And not only because it's going to create more tax base and more jobs. You know, one of the things I really stressed in building these complexes, I want to try to get as much local labor that I can, because, you know, mm-hmm. it's an investment all the way around into our city. And things are moving, I'm going to say, fabulously in that area. It's just incredible.
Well, when you talk about the money that came from the EPA and from the federal government, there is talk right now in Washington of cutting that off
to
local cities. Mm-hmm. If that hadn't come through, we'd still be looking at a contaminated riverfront. You wouldn't be able to go forward with what you're doing
right
now.
Oh, we couldn't have done this. If we tried doing this, and I say this respectfully today, I don't think it could have happened. You know, all of our cities are facing, I mean, it's budget time for all of us right now, and this is just an observation. You know, we don't get the state aid that we used to, and I find it kind of frustrating that, okay, we pay into the state, we're not getting things back like we used to. That's just a fact of life. For the federal government, there's cuts as far as HUD programs. There's cuts as far as EPA. You know, these things do matter, and I think most people realize that.
Let's hear what Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Frewink had to say about the historic importance of the Wisconsin River to his community.
Well, the Wisconsin River to Wisconsin Rapids was really the impetus for this community being sited here. From early fur trappers and tradesmen, the timber, pulp, and paper industry obviously has been really the strength and the spine of Wisconsin Rapids when you think about its inception. So protecting the Wisconsin River and continuing to leverage its many benefits historically has been producing power for the Verso paper company that's been based here for over 100 years. But even looking forward, it really presents opportunities to attract residents and to bring people to the beautiful banks of the Wisconsin River. We have been blessed with many park and open spaces, green spaces along the riverfront here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we've continuously looked to ways to enhance those spaces to make our community a much more attractive place. And we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Wisconsin River running through the center of the city.
Well, the river historically, as you mentioned, has been a conduit for industry, and that led to some pollution problems that have only been cleaned up for a few decades. How important is a cleaned up fishable Wisconsin River for Wisconsin Rapids?
Well, I don't have a perspective, a life perspective of knowing how the river has evolved in its cleanliness, but I certainly can appreciate people that have shared what it used to be. You know, on a daily basis, I witness people paddleboarding, canoeing, kayaking, fishing in our section of the Wisconsin River here in Wisconsin Rapids. And so it certainly has, from a recreational standpoint, offers many benefits to our community beyond just the industry.
Now, you signed a letter with both Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke and Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese opposing SB 395, the sulfide mining bill. Why did you do that?
Well, we're very concerned about the repeal of protections that are proposed in Senate Bill 395, and I know Senator Tiffany reached out to discuss some of our concerns recently, and I know they had a public hearing, and I think, you know, we're very concerned that by repealing those protections just to benefit a single industry, and I think the benefits, the job creation and the economic development benefits are overstated given the industry of mining is so heavily mechanized and automated that it really doesn't bring about the economic benefits, and actually the costs outweigh the benefits from tourism and other job-supporting activities that exist in areas that might be affected by mining or even pollution that may come as a result.
That's Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink. He signed a letter with our two guests today, Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke and Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese, expressing their opposition to Senate Bill 395, sponsored by Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst. That bill would roll back Wisconsin's so-called Prove It First or Mining Moratorium Law. The law, which was signed by Republican Tommy Thompson, had bipartisan support. It says that before a new sulfide mine can be opened, its operators have to prove that there is another similar mine that didn't pollute ground or surface water while it was operating or for 10 years after it was closed. Mike Wiese and Bob Mielke, and Mike, why don't you go first? Why did the three of you sign that letter?
Well, I think it goes back to the reason you have us here today. We're connected, not by the, or we're not joined by the hip. We're really joined by the Wisconsin River. And Bob has the unfortunate situation of having a potential mine site in Marathon County here. If something happens there, it flows downhill. You talked about the drop of water. Well, the drop of one of those toxic chemicals that they use in sulfide mining would pass through all of our communities as well. The vote yesterday disappointed me. It was a 3-2 vote out of committee, and it went right straight down party lines. We've got Republican Senator Patrick Teston, who represents many of the constituents in our district. And I know that Patrick has had conversations with me, Alderperson Heidi Oberstadt from the city, and many others in regards to our concerns. But the fact that it went down party lines, when something happens, it's not going to worry about party lines. It's not going to worry about municipal boundary lines. It's not going to worry about whether you're a man, woman, deer, blade of grass. It will pollute indiscriminately.
Now, you're talking about a mineral deposit near the Eau Claire Dells east of Wausau. There were test borings done by a company, Aquila Resources, to determine if there was gold or other valuable metals in that deposit. Bob Mielke, wouldn't a gold mine be a good thing for regional employment?
Well, speaking, I think the long-term benefits, if you want to call it that, are not worth it. If our water is polluted, as Mike had alluded to, it's not going to know any boundary distinction. The other reason why I'm kind of disappointed in all this, it was a bill that had worked, or a law that had worked for 20 years. It had full bipartisan support when we had things like that. I'm a little disappointed that it kind of came up quick. I give Mike Wiese all the credit for bringing this issue forward. He got together with myself and Mayor Vruwink. And, you know, we all agreed the same thing. One, it kind of moved quickly. Two, I'm looking at, you know, the town of Easton, where this would be happening. And I've got to be kind of convinced, you know, I don't want to say something is going to happen, but if it does, who's going to be held responsible? Who's going to be held accountable? That's our drinking water, folks. So, you know, I just don't think it's a good thing. The long-term benefits do not outweigh what is being proposed.
And Glenn, I got to paraphrase the infamous Jerry Reed, that they may get the gold mine, but we're going to get the shaft.
Let's go to our phones. Carol in Wausau, you're on Route 51 with our guests. Hello, Carol.
Hi. I belong to a senior group, and we used to meet at the Aging and Disabilities Resource Center in Wausau, and we've been displaced from that group. From that building. We've been sent out searching for a place to meet. We've gone to bars, churches. This has really separated all of the senior activities in Wausau. And when I listen to the Stevens Point mayor talk about their model, it seems to be a lot better than what's being presented in Wausau right now. We have a group that is advocating for a senior center, but it just doesn't seem to be the community-type senior center that we're looking for. So I'd like the mayor to comment on that.
All right, Carol, thanks so much. Bob Mielke?
Well, thank you, Carol. Yeah, and I would agree with you. When you got displaced, please remember this was not from the city of Wausau. This was from the Marathon County building, if I'm correct. And I do agree with you. There was a group that has been proposing a new senior center, if you will, out in the village of Rib Mountain, town of Rib Mountain, excuse me. And I would agree with you. This is one of those things that we have talked about, to be fair, not recently. I am all for a senior center. I have fought for it to be held downtown where it would be more advantageous for everybody. I think the town of Rib Mountain, it's a nice place. I do have some personal things as far as I think it's being a little selective, for lack of a better way of putting it, and easy access for everybody as far as seniors to use. But yes, there is something I'm all for as far as trying to encourage a senior center here in Wausau, and I have done that before in the past.
Carol, thanks so much for the phone call. The Wisconsin River is being touted for its recreational opportunities. It plays an important part in the plans for all three communities, particularly as an important part of the lifestyle mix the cities are working on creating to attract and retain young professional people. Here's Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink talking about what his city is doing to attract talent.
One of the areas that we've been focusing on is our housing stock. And as a manufacturing community, our housing stock grew up, I would say, as for a manufacturing workforce. And because our workforce's needs and our community has changed since the construction of many of these single-family homes, we're looking to bring dense multi-story mixed use to our downtown and bringing housing options to our downtown, as opposed to just the traditional single-family or even suburban subdivision-type development. So what I would say is our housing stock has been an impediment for attraction and retention of talent. You know, our school district is making reinvestments now in ways that they haven't done before. And actually, we've tallied over $100 million in planned or underway investments within about a 12-month window. So we believe that it's showing signs of a turnaround and a new edge for the city's economy and the community of Wisconsin Rapids more broadly. The whole Sand Valley dynamic just south of the city, the world-class golf resort there, is making an impact on Wisconsin Rapids' economy, from the small businesses that they choose to do business with to the regular visitors that are flying into our airport from literally international and national destinations. It's pretty cool to see.
How important are the arts in this equation? What are the bright spots in the local arts scene in Rapids?
Well, there's actually been some neat developments just recently. You know, we've got a strong community theater scene. We've got a strong arts council that brings a lot of traveling shows to our performing arts center. But we also have a cultural center that a donor stepped forward recently to give some property to them. They're going to be growing into a much larger space. You know, we talk about the creative economy, and we think that we're kind of behind, but we've had some success. But I think we're positioning ourselves for much more success.
Bob Mielke, the creative economy has become kind of a catchword right now, but the arts play a very important part in that. And here in Wausau, we've got a new Museum of Contemporary Art opening this weekend.
we're very, very fortunate up here, and that's one of the things that makes our community so unique, and that we do have so many people that do support the arts. The Grand Theater, Leoki Woodson Museum comes up to mind. Also, like you had said, the new art museum opens up tomorrow, Museum of Contemporary Art. It's located in the old Wassa building. Excuse me. And the cool thing is David Hummer has put his heart and soul into this. It's opening up tomorrow night to the public. To the public on Saturday. There is a special tomorrow night for invited guests. It's just one of those things that as far as trying to draw folks to come here, and it is so very, very cool. It's like I said before, it's actually very exciting to take a building like that and to create what he has done is incredible.
The old Wausau Club, which has stood vacant for several years.
Almost 15 years.
Mike Wiese, the arts are certainly a big deal for Stevens Point, given your connection with UW-Stevens Point and a thriving art community that would exist with or without the university.
Well, I wouldn't say it would be as thriving without the university, but we know that that is a focal point. We talked about getting and retaining millennials. I worked in the IT field for almost 30 years and found that technology has advanced so much that many people don't need to go somewhere to work. You know, in our generation, if you needed a job, you would move somewhere to find the job. And you don't have to do that anymore. Many people can work from home. And because they don't need to move for their job, the question comes up, well, why do they move? And they move for quality of life. We have primarily focused on retaining that segment where we have funded our arts and culture opportunities, the Scarabocchio Museum. We've got the Riverfront Arts Center. We've got the university, of course, which plays a part in that. But we've even gone so far as to create a Mayor's Advisory Committee on Arts and Culture because I'm not an expert there, and I want our citizens to get involved and tell me what they want so we know where to focus.
And the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra.
Symphony Orchestra is a biggie, sure.
And I would follow up with what Mike said. This last July, I, too, appointed a new arts commission, which had never been done before, and different members of the community to get their thoughts. We've already got plans as far as once the riverfront actually does get fully developed to display art along, up and down the pathway along the riverfront.
Today on Route 51, it's a meeting of the mayors with Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke, Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese, and Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink. I'm Glenn Moberg. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to touch on something that all three of these cities have in common, a strong mayor form of government. But first, here's a song by a Wausau-based band called The Music Connection for the people of Stevens Point.
When they play the polka from Stevens Point, how we laugh, how we dance, how we shout. Then we grab our partner by the hand and we skip and scamper about. Brewed in that city of wonderful water, but when they play the polka, we'll drink anything but water. Lift your glasses to the sky, drink it down when they play that Stevens Point polka.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Support also comes from attorneys Sturgill and Long, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and the Michigan Upper Peninsula. Information is at 888-613-0600.
If you're going up to the city, you better have some cash. If you're going up to the city, you better have some cash. Because the people in the city don't mess around with trash.
Mose Allison taking us into our final segment of Route 51 as we wrap up our meeting of the mayors with Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke, Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese, and Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink. I'm Glenn Moberg. Want to touch on something that all three of these cities have in common. Wausau, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids all have what is called a strong mayor form of government, as opposed to
something that is commonly called the city manager or the city administrator form of government. Here's what Zach Vruwink, the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, had to say about that.
I've always had an interest in government personally, and I think especially city government should be afforded the opportunity to have an elected mayor that brings about an agenda, that brings about new ideas and kind of a slate of energy and bringing people to the table. And I think that's one of the strengths of having a strong mayor form of government. Of course, there's pros to having other models, but I believe strongly in having a chief executive that is elected and is a full-time position, so they're not having to devote their time to other distraction of other business interests per se. Like mayors in Stevens Point and Wausau also are afforded that opportunity to bring about their ideas and their agenda to the table, and to work with a city council that believes the same kind of openness to change. And it's a lot easier said than done, but generally I think our city council is different from past city councils in that they're much more a policy-making body as opposed to administering the city, and that's left up to the strong mayor.
That's Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink. Bob Mielke, there was a move not too long ago to replace Wausau's strong mayor form of government with a city manager or city administrator form. It went down to defeat. Your perspective on that?
Well, when that came out several years ago, I was in favor of it. And, you know, I've learned since I've been in office, I'm more than very comfortable as far as the time and everything put into the position. Yes, there are some very long days, but the incredible thing about it, one, the residents have a say as far as who is their leader. If you have a city administrator, it's pretty tough to get rid of those folks if you have the difference of opinions or difference of agreement, if you want to call it that, with your city council. I am very fortunate. I am very blessed right now at this time to work with the city council. That is wonderful. These are wonderful, caring people about our community. The neat thing is, even when we do have our disagreements, it doesn't get personal. It doesn't get nasty. We get issues resolved. And I think we've been very successful the last year and a half. And I still see that happening in the future.
There was a lot of upheaval on that Wausau City Council a couple of years ago.
And those are days that are not missed, believe me when I say that. Mm-hmm. But the good news is we put that behind us. We have moved forward. As I said before, do we agree upon everything? No. But it doesn't get that nastiness, that viciousness that had been there before. Very honestly, I was both a member of the city council and then also council president, and there was just some nights beyond exhausting. I mean, physically, it would take a toll on people. The good news is, and not just through my efforts, but also through the council president, through the city council, through department heads, through city staff, we got the place turned around. You know, one of the best compliments that I got, I gave a first of its kind on April 20th, State of the City, that never been done before. And I won't say which media outlet because we have a great relationship with the media. We're very open and transparent. We have to because that had not happened before. When I was told by somebody that who really took City Hall to task before, they said, "You guys are so boring now." Best compliment in the world. That means people know what's happening. Things are open and transparent. You may not agree with us, but at least people know what's going on.
Mike Wiese, your reflections on the strong mayor form of government and the relationship you have with your city council. And unfortunately, we're down to our last minute here.
Sure. Well, and you know, I'm not going to – I don't agree with the strong mayor, weak mayor concept. I think we're all on the same team. I've expressed that to our staff and our city council, and really that's what it is. I am elected – by a majority of the residents of Stevens Point to represent their interests. Every alderperson is elected to represent their interests too. And we need to work together as a team for the best interests of everybody, doing the most good for the most people. It's not about what I want or what you want. It's about what we want.
Bob Mielke?
I would agree in the sense that, you know, we are a team. I think that has been more than proven and shown in the last year and a half. And like I said, I'm held accountable to the voters of Wausau. And like me, hate me, whatever. You know, I do believe residents should have that say. I think city administrator, while it might be good in some ways, looking at things, I don't think it's a wherewithal that everybody, some people might think that it really is.
Thank you both for being with us today. We want to thank today's guests, Wausau Mayor Bob Mielke, Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese, and thanks also to Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jana Schleiss. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today by Stevie Wonder, Journey, Al Green, Peter, Paul, and Mary, The Music Connection, Mose Allison, and Igloo and Hartley. Next week on Route 51, we delve deep into the issue of diversity as we revisit a community project called Toward One Wausau to see what it's accomplished and what it has learned over the past year. We want to also welcome our new radio station to our Ideas Network fold. That's 101.3 FM Wausau. And if you missed part of the show, it will be repeated Friday night at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.